Welcome to this Dharma If You Dare bonus episode. We hope you enjoyed today's soundbite, in which Doug Capel Duncan and Catherine Poisserat Sensei answer a question about why they wear red hats when they teach.
So, historically, from a Buddhist perspective, we belong to the Vajrayana school of Kagyu Buddhism in the Himalayas, and their robes are red, and the hat is a teaching hat. So we don't really wear the robes anymore. We don't really use our Tibetan names. They are here. We're kind of going modern. I've had lots of name changes, but I've gone over to Capel again, basically to go more universalist and less sectarian. But the hat is kind of our degree on the wall. So if you went to a doctor's office, you'd see their degree and you'd hopefully have some confidence that they weren't fly by night and just came out of the word work yesterday, that they'd done the work, they've done the practice, they've studied, they've meditated, they've got certification to teach, which we do. So it's just by way of instilling confidence at one level. And then at the second level, insofar as we resonate with you or we resonate with the student, the chances are when you dream, and if you happen to dream of us, the red hat will be the message that comes through. It's kind of a symbol that goes to the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind in terms of the awakening principle. So, for instance, when I dreamt of my teacher or when I saw my teacher, I'd always see him with his hat. Hats are big, like crowns. And so these symbols talk to our depth rather than the personality of Sensei or the personality of Doug.
Laurel leaf, the crown of laurels.
Yeah, something behind that.
What did you say is similar to a certificate?
A degree on the wall.
In our tradition, a person gets permission to teach from their teacher. We're formally Karma Kagyu in Vajrayana Buddhism, and it's very much the student-teacher relationship is of primary importance in this lineage. And different lineages have different emphases. Other lineages, it's not quite as primary. It's a very important part of the Karma Kagyu lineage.
Yeah, for instance, my kind of title from my teacher is Acharya. And Acharya would be the equivalent of doctor, right? Doctor of, right?
It means wisdom holder.
But it's all a bit unwieldy, so we just wear a hat.
And so I received my hat from my teacher.
Way more important than the words and the theories and the philosophies are the symbols, because symbols go much, much, much deeper into your consciousness.
It also touches on the importance of lineage. And so I really strongly encourage everybody to any teachings that you're interested in, look very closely at the lineage of those teachings. How did this person become empowered to teach these teachings, whatever discipline or lineage it may be? And please really encourage other people to do the same, because that instills confidence in the practitioner, and it also reinforces the validity of the teaching, and then helps ones that aren't so valid not gain traction that they haven't yet earned. Doesn't mean they won't, right? They still can. Sometimes trends and popularity can move faster even than a teacher intends them to, and then everyone is in an awkward position.
Yeah. And just a final note maybe is, it's a real debate for teachers in the modern age. Do they wear all the robes and bells and whistles and stuff, and does that inspire confidence and trust in a student, or does that put them off? Or if you wear nothing, right, well, clothes hopefully, but if you wear... Well, maybe not.
Maybe there'd
be more attention if we went naked. But anyway, you get the idea. You know, who are these people and where do they come from, right?
We hope you enjoyed today's soundbite. Theoretical understanding and food for thought are helpful inputs as we go about our daily life. But for deep spiritual change and liberation from suffering, we need to engage in depth work. In this tradition, as you heard today, along with retreat work, this manifests as personal engagement with qualified spiritual guides. As engaging, practical, and empowering as these podcast recordings are, as a student of Capel and Sensei, I can attest to the fact that working with them in person is where the transformation really happens. They are incredibly skilled at meeting modern seekers where they are and giving personalized guidance and direction, along with practices that integrate the teachings into actual manifestation in the world. If you are looking to actually transform your life and awaken in this lifetime, I encourage you to check out planetdharma.com to find your best way to connect and move that dream closer to reality. See you next time, and may all our efforts benefit all beings.